Revival Radio Network. We showcase the best authors, lyricists, artists, and literary professionals in the world by bringing them live and direct to you every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Sit back, relax, and enjoy as we inspire you to live new and live free.
You this evening. Good evening. This is Alexis Lior live here on the Free Life on Survivor Radio Network. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. We're excited to have you as a part of this broadcast as we close out the month of July here on the show. We are at the end of the month, steadily moving toward August, which starts in a few days, and we're glad that you are spending your Tuesday evening here with us on the broadcast. So welcome. Thank you for joining. We're going to start off with how we do every week. Just want to let you guys know before we do that, that you can call in anytime during the hour. Call us. We want to talk to you. Call us at 917-932-1078. Again, the number is 917-932-1078. Press option number 1, and then when you hear the last 4 digits of your telephone number, you are live on the air on the Free Life. So give us a call here. We'd love to hear from you. And we are going to have a dynamic show this evening. Dynamic. I'm totally excited about having the cast of the Webisode Black and Single on the line with us this evening, and we'll be speaking to the cast of that show in just a little bit after we talk to the producer of the show, Jay Ali. So it's going to be an exciting hour, so stick around here with us. So starting out with our free note, as we normally do, this week has been really interesting for me. I'm juggling several different things right now, occupational changes, just transitions going on. So that's what I want to talk about tonight is transition, what to do when you are in transition. Transition sometimes can be scary because transition encompasses the C word, which is change. Oh, my gosh. Everybody knows that change can be extremely difficult. However, when you're dealing with a transition, it is a little bit more of like you're going into a new space, a new era, a new time in your life where everything around you is growing, changing, and you're moving. You're experiencing movement when you transition. So when you transition through from a situation or circumstance in life, it can be a little daunting, a little bit scary, but no one understands that it is okay. It is okay to transition. It is okay to move and grow because growth and change is the definition of life. Without it, you cease to exist. So I just want you to remember that transition is a good thing. Transition can be scary, but it's a good thing. Couple of things to remember as you transition. Keep a positive outlook and attitude. Know and understand that your transition will come to an end, and where you end up is better than where you came from. So understand that transition is a good thing. It's adding to your journey. It's adding something positive to your life, and it's giving you an experience that you did not have before. Even if the transition may be back to somewhere that you previously were, just know and understand that you have grown since you left that place. And so now you can go back there, if you do have to go back, with a greater sense of direction, a greater sense of experience, and a greater sense to create something positive. Second, don't be afraid of the movement. Movement is natural. It happens. It happens to us all the time. Day after day, we move around, we transition, we change things, we change phases. So it's okay. Don't be afraid. And the last thing, as we talked about a couple of weeks ago, go with the flow. Know and understand that it is okay to transition. It's okay to go from one thing to the next. So you are okay. It's going to be fine. Transition, go with the flow of what's going on. Make sure you have positive energy as you experience it, and it will be a lovely experience for you, and I'll see you on the other side of the freedom transition. Okay, so that is our free note for this evening. And my producer is telling me we have some people on the line already. So welcome, Cast of Black and Single. If you guys are listening, thank you guys so much for joining the call early this evening. So what we're going to do is take a quick commercial break. I am going to come back after that time, and we're going to jump into our wonderful hour of comedy with the Cast of Black and Single. So listen to these commercials, and we'll be back with more of the Free Life with Alexis Lior here on Survival Radio Network.
Hey, ladies. Is your hair as fabulous as you are? If it's not, go to 1-800-WEAVE.com. We are the number one source for Brazilian, Peruvian, and Malaysian virgin hair in various patterns, from curly to wavy to straight and more. This hair is top grade. It won't shed, tangle, and you can color, heat style, and wash it however you please. We've got free shipping and quick delivery available. Who are we again? 1-800-WEAVE.com. Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
You better watch your...
Yes, indeed. Press for the 2013. Miami's new hit label, State Grind Entertainment, is about to take over. Rapper Day County to the fullest. State Grind Entertainment, headed up by CEO and Artist T Rex, is about to be the next big thing in the 305. So lay round for new releases by UKYB, featuring T Rex and Mr. Flood. And you can find State Grind Entertainment on Facebook and Twitter. State Grind. Yeah. State Grind Entertainment, 2013 until.
Welcome back to the Free Life with Alexis Lior. I'm sorry. That commercial is hilarious to me. Oh, the hottest thing in the 305. All right, so just a quick plug for one of our sponsors, E2E Systems, is a organization, employee to entrepreneur. The owner of that company is Barrett Matthews, who is the author of Why Didn't You Get It Done? Why Didn't You Get It Done? A book about getting off of your assets and utilizing what you have in your hand to accomplish your goals. If you're interested in checking out Why Didn't You Get It Done or E2E Systems, please call 305-326-9919, or you can visit them online at www.e2esystems.com. Barrett and I will be doing a seminar on August the 17th called Move on Your Mission, which will be held at the Smyrna Community Center on August the 17th from 9 until 12 o'clock noon. So if you're interested in meeting him and myself, we'll be featuring our books there and also featuring some information about really moving on your mission, doing what you're called to do with your purpose. Go online and register at moveonyourmission.eventbrite.com. Registration is free, and we will see you on August the 17th. So now that we're done with our good old announcements, we'll have some later as well, our sponsorships. We just want to give a big shout-out to everybody who listens in to this show every week. And we have on the line a couple of members of the Cast of Black and Single. But I want to talk to Jay Ali, the producer of the show, first. So let's see if we can get Jay on the line. All right, Jay's texting me right now, but that's okay. Let's go ahead and open up live, and we are going to go ahead and move on through. I believe we have on the line Christopher Watson, who plays Jesse. We also have Aaron Wells on the line as well. So,
hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome, you guys. How are you this evening?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing good. Aaron, you on the line with us as well?
Yes, I'm blessed and highly favored.
All right. Let the church say amen. All right.
Yes.
Oh, so welcome to the Free Life. I'm really glad to talk to you guys this evening. We have a couple of other cast members and then Jay calling into the line later. So we'll get started with you guys. So, again, welcome. Thank you for joining us. So tell us, Chris, a little bit
yes.
about your character, Jesse.
My character Jesse is the male counterpart to the main female lead, who was played by Precious Bright, and he's just a single black man living in a modern day world and going through a lot of the kind of exaggerated. We kind of use hyperbole to bring about comedy in the show. So he goes through different situations and dating and his dating life and romantic life, and we put that on the show.
Yeah, Jesse's an interesting character. I've watched all of the episodes, and I think it's absolutely hilarious. And he's quite the interesting character, and he seems to be very interested in the ladies at work.
Yeah, he tends to get kind of sidetracked from the main goals of life by some of the very attractive women in his workplace, yes.
Right. So, Aaron, tell us a little bit about your character. All right, so we're waiting on Aaron to get back on the line. I think we also have Chris Mason on the line as well. Chris, welcome to the Free Life.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
That's awesome. So thanks for calling in. We appreciate you. So tell us a little bit about your character.
Well, Dre is he's Jesse's boy. He works at the same company. And Dre, he's basically out there. He's out there as far as, he's a ladies' man and he has fun. He's got some very strong opinions about what's going on in the world. And but yeah, he's like Jesse's right hand man in the show, just adding to the comic relief and all of the different stories and storylines that Jesse goes through. You'll see sometimes the counterpart where Jesse's more of a he's more of a straight line kind of a guy. Well, Dre is, he's out there. He's just out there.
Yes. I've seen the episodes, and your character is quite the character. Hilarious.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I really appreciate watching the guys because a lot of the times when you guys dialogue, it's very typical conversation, which is cool. It's very relatable.
Yep.
So,
that's definitely one thing.
Huh?
Oh, go ahead.
I know, I'm just saying that's all thanks to Jay Ali's writing. I think he writes in a very relatable type of way. The characters are very down to earth. You can probably look at the characters and see some of your friends probably in them,
Absolutely.
Or yourself.
Yeah, right. It's a very clever, relatable way of writing. So welcome back to the call, Aaron. Tell us a little bit about your character.
Oh, thank you, girl. Okay, so... Kiva, I work in Jesse's office as well. I am the Southern gossip, pretty much. I can get you any information you need. She's fun, loving. She would never backstab unless needed to. Everybody pretty much loves her, but they do know, she's nosy. So please believe you need to hide any information you don't want me to find out, which I will, but you can try. I mean, she's just a happy character. I love playing her. She's awesome. That's just pretty much it. I know Jesse secretly wants to sleep with me, but he won't tell me, but it's fine. It's fine. Well, later on, maybe season two, we can get together. We'll work it out.
Oh, that would be funny if that was a part of your bride.
Right.
You gotta sleep with me first, and then I'll give you the information you need.
Right. So, exactly.
So, have any of you all ever worked in an office like you acted in terms of your office? Have you all ever worked in that type of environment?
Not me. Okay. Never had desires.
I guess. I can say
I worked in an office where I've been interested in the females that work there. So I can feel you, Jesse. I've been feeling you, my brother.
Oh my goodness. So Dre's character. Mm-hmm. Are you the IT guy on the show? Is that your role? Your actual occupation at work besides, shooting the breeze with Jesse.
Yeah, we're on the help desk. So for IT, so we can support on technical issues that folks calling about. Yep.
Okay. I wonder if anybody can hear me.
Yes, everybody can hear you.
What y'all doing?
Oh my God.
This is Jay Ali up in the house. What's happening?
Wow. What's going on, Jay Ali? Jay Ali, welcome to the Free Life. He is the producer of Black is Single. You are so funny. You still sending me text messages, which is absolutely hilarious. I'm like, wow. Okay. So it's all good. So, yeah, thank you so much for joining the call. So we were just speaking with Aaron, Chris Mason, and also Chris Watson about the show and their characters. So since you now joined, tell us how you came up with this concept and what inspired you to start writing Black and Single.
What inspired me to start is just the crazy single life that I had and listening to a lot of female friends around me and their difficulties, trying to find that right person. A lot of male friends, I had their difficulties in trying to find the right person, and also a whole bunch of crap that was on TV. So I wanted to at least try to make something that I would watch at least.
Amen.
And hopefully if I will watch it, other people will watch it.
Right. And people definitely are watching. I know that I've watched all of the episodes several times, and they're very, very funny. And my friends in different parts of the country have watched them as well. So it's extremely exciting and refreshing to see something on TV or something on YouTube that is relatable to young Black single individuals. It's really good. So thank you.
No problem. Thank you so much.
Thank you. So tell us a little bit about your set. Like, how's the time go when you're on the set? Are you guys, like, acting crazy? Do you just fall in and out of scenes? Like, what's it like a day on the set with you guys?
Once I get these guys out from under my thumb, because I rule like a dictator, so I'm just playing. No, it's really laughing at that. It's a relaxed environment. Everybody's friends, I can say. It's not as professional because it's just a group of friends making great art, and that all aspire to be something great. And it's a great time all around, laughs and fun all around. Whether we stay on set for 2 hours or whether we're laboring for six. Now, after 6 hours and 1 minute, that's when you have problems.
Oh, okay. All right. So 6 hours is tap-out time for y'all.
It's tap-out time. Time for people like, I ain't getting paid for this. Time to go home.
Right. Especially when you're shooting scenes outside. And
That hasn't happened yet.
Oh, okay, all right. So that's good. Everybody plays along, which is good. That's definitely a good thing. So what is your vision for the show? Where do you see it going in the future?
What I love to see, originally it was to get the show on, Showtime, HBO, something like that. But with the recent success of Netflix series like House of Cards or Orange is the New Black or Arrested Development, I think it's very possible, even feasible now for a show like mine, if we up our production value just a little bit, to be to really carry our own on a Hulu or Amazon and really be, really be considered for major audiences and awards and things like that. So either major television or major distribution through online streaming.
Wonderful. Yeah, that definitely is a possibility. Media has just made it so easy. The accessibility of technology and media has just made it a lot easier for everyone to get their message and their art out to the world, which is a beautiful thing. So, yeah, that's extremely possible. So we wish you the best in that, because Netflix, House of Cards is killing it on Netflix right now. It's crazy with the amount of success that they've had on that show in particular. So I believe we have Precious on the line as well. Precious, are you with us?
Precious is not with us.
All right.
I believe there's a new actress who will be featured in episode 7, AJ Simone. She might be on the call. Is she on the call?
Hi, I'm on the call.
Okay.
Hi. Hey. Welcome to the Free Life. Hey.
Okay. I'm just sitting here listening to y'all.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, my producer told me everybody was on, so we were just waiting for everybody to get on. So yeah. So welcome. Tell us a little bit about your character.
Okay, well, my character is Drusilla. You haven't met her yet, but you will. You might not like her, though. She's one you either love or hate. She's one of the protagonists for Team Oni. She's Oni's ex-boyfriend's wife. So
The
girl we all love to hate. Yeah. And she has OCD, and she's extremely perfect and perky and happy. She is the complete antithesis of Oni, and I love playing her. Sometimes she annoys me, but I do love her a lot. I love her a lot. She's a lot of fun.
Oh, wow.
And she's very particular about her wardrobe. She looks like something out of the 70s. Yeah, she's like Miss Cleaver. She vacuums in pearls. That's how perfect she is.
Oh wow, interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She sounds like an interesting cat.
She is.
Wow.
She really is.
Okay.
It's really fun
wow.
to play her.
That sounds exciting. So hold that thought, everybody. Hold on the line. We're going to go to a quick commercial break and also a little music interlude. And we will be back with more of the cast of Black and Single right after these messages here on The Free Life with Alexis Lior.
Viratech is a publicly traded company that has created the first biotech social network. Founded by Dr. Kevin Buckman, the company has built a unique platform that will allow biotech research to become open sourced for the first time in history. A breakthrough company in the biotech industry, Viratech is publicly held, meaning anyone can become a shareholder of the company. The trading symbol is Vira, spelled V-I-R-A. More information about Viratech is available via Yahoo Finance. Just type in the ticker symbol V-I-R-A.
More and more people are making their purchases online, and their number one resource is ShopSquare.com. At ShopSquare.com, they're committed to excellence and top-notch customer service. ShopSquare.com is empowering customers just like you by providing them with the best details online anytime. If you're looking for electronics, home decor, home appliances, sporting equipment, college wear, or fashion, ShopSquare.com is where you'll want to be. Go to www.shopsquare.com or give us a call at 877-659-0807. That's 877-659-0807.
Welcome back to the Free Life with Alexis Leora. I am being joined by the producer and the cast of Black is Single, a YouTube webisode that is doing extremely well at this particular time. So welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the cast, Ed J., who's joining me here on the line. And so we wanted to also let you know about the premiere party for Black is Single, the next new episode, which will be coming out very soon. The premiere party will be on August the 23rd at 467 Edgewood Avenue, located here in Atlanta, Georgia, at 8 o'clock p.m. Jay, can you tell everyone in the audience about a little bit of what they should expect from that particular premiere event?
Well, at this premiere, it'll be kind of like our last one, except we'll be showing a brand new episode of Black and Single, and we will have, it's also been in combination with an art show. We'll have
nice.
The hottest visual artist in Atlanta, Dante DeCoro, Alan Grimes, and also HBO Deaf Poets, John Good, Tommy Bottoms, Sphinx, and Grammy Award winning saxophonist Kevi Williams to give entertainment for everyone while we have the premiere of the episode. So you're going to, and also not to forget Afro-Cuban band sensation Tim Bache there as well. So it will be a night full of entertainment, enjoyment, and a great episode of Black and Single to boot.
Wow, that's a full evening. And so that's at 467 Edgewood Avenue here in Atlanta, Georgia. Starts at 8 o'clock p.m. So we'll give everybody the information again. Does the audience need to RSVP, or is there any type of registration online or anything like that? Or is that admission cost? Or
right now, they could go to Black is Single TV for more information as of tomorrow.
Okay.
But that event will be at 467 Edgewood, and they're always free to come up to the door. But RSVP information will be out very shortly.
Wonderful, wonderful. Sounds very righteous. Yeah, we might have to get a crew live on that one, live at that event. That sounds like it will be extremely well, extremely good event. A lot of art and creativity going on. So, again, listeners, if you're out there, join us on the 23rd. Also, give us a call here on the show if you want to chat with the cast, ask any questions you want to ask. Give us a call here at 917-932-1078. Press option 1, and we will open your line once you the last four of your telephone number is called. You will be live on the air with us. So, Jay, another question. We have a lot of individuals that listen to the show that are writers and aspiring actors and artists. So tell us how you started, how you really got into this, and how did you know it was really what you wanted to do in terms of putting the series on film?
How did I know it was what I wanted to do? I wasn't getting paid for it, and I was broke, and I still wanted to do it. I still wanted to do this. I didn't want to get a job. So that's what I wanted to do. And as far as once I knew that was what I wanted to do, I just started researching and watching as many movies as I can and trying to hold my craft.
Good. That's very good. So what advice would you give anyone that's aspiring to just get their artistry out there even more in terms of releasing it to the world or even filming it as well?
Don't take no for an answer. Just keep on going and just keep going. Don't stop. And even if you have to do it yourself, just keep going. And if your idea is good enough, people will follow you. People will love your idea, and you'll develop a new family and a great relationship with people.
Awesome. So have you seen the support grow like across the country as people start to watch? Like, what kind of feedback are you guys getting from the show?
It was overwhelming at first because I was really unprepared for it. It was just a show that I wanted to do while I was in school to learn how to make film. And so I was kind of caught off guard by the attention that it received. I guess that answers the question.
You can always elaborate as long as you want. That's pretty much how I feel the question, actually. So asking the rest of you guys, like Chris, I know you're on the line, and Aaron, you're on the line as well, and Leticia, is that, did I say it correctly? Leticia's still on the line? All right, so she hopefully she'll join us again. What do you guys want to gain from being a part of the show? Like, what are you looking to put out there to the world about your artistry?
I know I choose Aaron Wells, Kiva. I also want to do the same thing as Jay, like hone my craft. Like, I, of course, ultimately want to be a famous actress, but, I mean, first I need to have that skill, you know. Like, every time I'm on the set, I love being with my fellow cast members. I learn from them. They're such hard work, dedication. I look at that, I learn that. And when he says action, you know, I just, you know, turn into that character and, you know, no looking back. So it's just practicing that skill, honing that skill, and people, like, going places and people saying, hey, I know you from. And, I mean, that's just so humbling, and seeing that they saw my hard work and everything on screen. I'm just, it's just a blessing. I love it.
Cool, cool. So it sounds like you enjoy what you do. So what about you, Chris?
Chris Watson or Chris? Chris, you go first.
Oh, both of you guys are back. Okay, somebody tell me Chris Watson dropped off the line. I guess we can start with Chris Mason.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if Chris was. Yeah, I mean, well, let me back up to the other question you said first to Jay about the response.
Uh-huh.
I mean, friends, you know how you have a little kid and, you know, they'll be singing or something and, how'd you like it? You know, and it's like, oh, you was all right. You was great. You know, people clapping your hands. And whenever you put your work out there and, you know, and people respond with, you know, some positivity, you know, there's always that little voice in the back of your head. Well, is it just, you know, what we do to folks who are our friends or who are, but the people who just all over the place who have no reason, you know, to give positive feedback or anything, you know, that say anything, to just come out of the woodwork like, yo, I love that show. Oh my God, I'd actually watch that. That's actually great. That right there is a reward in and of itself, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
And to be a part of that, you know, piggybacking on something Jay said about, you know, having an idea that people can believe in. I want to say, probably speaking for all the members of the cast, that when we read the script, I mean, it's funny. It's just, you read it and it's like, yo, this is hilarious right here. And then to see the people that he's brought together, you know, talented people to really bring what he put on paper out. I mean, it's that in and of itself, I got to say, is a privilege, and I'm just glad to be a part of that. I want to be a famous actor, too, like my parents did. But, you know, it's the show itself. It really is entertaining. I can sit down and just watch it just for my own entertainment, you know, if I don't have anything to do. And it's funny stuff. So that's great to be a part of that.
Cool. Very well said. I know I've sat down on some days where my day just went bad, you know, just real crappy. And I watch an episode and I'm dying laughing by the end of it. It's hilarious. I can say that. Like, it definitely will brighten the day, without a doubt. So what about you, Mr. Watson? Where do you want to go in terms of this show, and how are you going to be a part of such a great project and cast? Did we lose Chris Watson again?
If he's not there, I'll answer. Did he leave?
Okay. Go ahead.
He's practicing his mime work right now.
He is. He's using telekinetics.
Go ahead.
It's AJ Simone. I'm playing Drusilla again. For me, this is, well, as a newer actress and, you know, a newcomer to the project, this honestly allows me the opportunity to just literally let myself go and just be someone without complete judgment. And, you know, they tell actors there's always a little bit of the character that you find that you can connect to. So there's a lot that I can connect with Drusilla. And, you know, typically you would be ashamed of a lot of these, you know, traits like, you know, OCD and the need for perfection. These are things that people try and hide in our everyday lives. But, you know, being on camera and being a part of this project, it's a way to enjoy and laugh at it. And, you know, hey, we're human. And I also love the fact that Drusilla, as much of a character as she is, she's also very much a human. You'll see later on as she progresses, and you might feel sorry for her. You know, you might want to hate her one second, and you actually might feel sorry for her in the next, especially the way the storyline is going. So I like that opportunity to just literally go ball to the wall and just completely divulge myself into this character and have fun with it. It's not necessarily an emotional project, so you can have fun on set. You can, you know, jump into this character and really give her layers. And so that's what this project has allowed me to do.
Cool. Very well said. Very well said. She said balls to the wall. Just put
balls to the wall. Dade County.
Did you say balls to the wall on radio?
Can I say balls?
This is
Blog Talk Radio.
Can I say balls?
Can we say balls on the radio? Blah, 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 blah. Okay, sorry, I'm done.
I believe Leticia has joined us.
Yeah, I think so. 2912, Leticia, if you're with us, welcome to the Free Life with Alexis Leor and the cast. We're just having a good time. How are you? All right, somebody's on the line, 9212. We are waiting on you. Hello.
It's Leticia. Can you hear me?
Hey, yes, we can hear you. Welcome to the Free Life. How are you?
I'm great. How are you tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. So all of your cast members and your erroneous dictator producer is also on the show with us here today. So tell us a little bit about your character.
I play Saray on the show, and she comes in as the new girl. I step in as the new girl, and I'm kind of feeling my way through my dating life. I started the show with a boyfriend, and things didn't turn out so well. So now I'm dating someone that works in the office, and it's going well.
Right, so you're dating Ray, right? Is that correct?
What's going on, girl?
Hey, creepy voice guy.
Hey, boo. Hey, baby girl. How you feeling, babe? Been good today, girl. You have a good day.
Man. I am good.
Oh, my goodness.
Right, let me stop.
Y'all are hilarious. Yeah, it was funny seeing Jesse's reaction to your newfound relationship.
Like, what? My newfound relationship that took off immediately.
Absolutely. <Yes.
laughs> It's only a 10-minute show. I have to make relationships go a little bit faster, okay?
that morphed in all of 2 minutes. I was like, okay, what's going on? Okay.
It don't take long. It don't take long when it's right.
When it's right. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that is hilarious. So, Leticia, tell us a little bit about your career, what you're looking to gain from the show, and where you see your acting career going.
I love acting. I actually have a regular job, so it's been really hard for me to do as many projects as I'd like. And it's really hard in Atlanta. Now it's starting to pick up at the industry. But, of course, when it's starting to pick up is when I've kind of taken, like, a little bit of a break. So now that I'm seeing so many projects come to Georgia, I'm kind of like, I need to start doing a lot more. But when I watch movies in my personal life and what I wanted to do with acting is I love anything about relationships, so romantic comedies, anything about love. So I was very excited about this project just to see some real relationships with Black people, and it's not just, you know, ghetto craziness, but it's fun, it's real life, and I really enjoyed it. I used to do a dating blog, and much of what Jay writes about is pretty much my life, so it's funny to see this stuff playing out. When you're dating in Atlanta, this is exactly how it is, so.
Yeah, very true, very, very true. So, oh my goodness, you guys have me laughing. Usually this is a good hour, but this is like straight comedy hour right now. I don't know. So, Leticia, as far as your regular 9-to-5 girl, do like AJ said and put your balls to the wall, girl, and just work that thing on out. Take on as many projects as you can.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to do.
It's going to be okay. It is going to be okay. So as you guys transition and you see yourself succeed more, and this just is a question for anybody,
as you people start to know your name and stuff like that, what type of characters do you want to take on? Do you want to take on different diversity of roles, or do you want to kind of stick into something that you've already started to kind of gain for yourself at this point?
I'll take that on. For me, I mean, I've done plays. I was in the Black Manilock series where I did a variety of characters. Some serious, where. No?
Not sure what that was.
Hey, girl. Who was that? Hey,
is that
girl.
Chris Watson? Again? Did we get him back?
No, I don't know who that was.
I don't know who that was either. Go ahead.
He wasn't over here. He wasn't over here, y'all. It's all right. But, yeah. I've done, you know, serious roles where, you know, I mean, really tear-jerking, emotional stuff. You know, one case where a guy, he lost his family and he's in the hospital and he's kind of just spazzing out, to being a thug on the street. And, you know, taking on this role with the comedic content was great. Personally, what I know comes my way are a number of roles that, maybe a little more typical, okay, he's, at least that's what they tell me, he's good-looking, tall, brown skin, you know, let's cast him for the player, let's cast him for the, you know, that guy, and I'll take on those roles, that's fine, but I really do have as a you know, long-term goal, it's like, why not be a Denzel, who can play, you know, any number of types of serious roles out there, and, you know, for me, it's like, don't limit yourself. So mm-hmm. I feel like there's a lot of potential. So why not shoot for the stars with it?
Absolutely, absolutely. Transition is good. We talked about that at the beginning of the show. So, yeah, that's good. Keep yourself open. Just move around and see, challenge yourself in that regard.
Yep.
So anybody else like want to play different roles, or have you played different characters, or found yourself just really morphing into different types of roles?
This is Leticia. I typically end up getting the nice girl role for everything that I do. I've been in plays as well. I've been in other films, and I always get the, like, best friend or the happy coworker or the nice girl. So I would like to play some of these, like, bad girl roles. I think that would be really fun.
My bad girl. You got a bad girl role already. We already got a bad girl role for you.
Okay. Well,
I love how you
like
Barry White her. Like, you Barry White her.
I don't know why he has that voice.
That is like the, you know, the creepy uncle voice, you know what I mean?
Right.
Sorry.
Man in the van voice.
Your show starting to look like a woman every year I see you at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, maybe you should write a holiday show. I think that would be hilarious. If you did a holiday show at somebody's house, that would be really funny, really, really funny. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So you guys are cracking me up this evening. So, yeah, so does anybody else have any events coming up, anything that they're a part of, any plays or anything on stage that you guys want to talk about or put out there? And we have a cricket. go ahead, Jay. Go ahead.
Actually, no, we're all not doing the goddamn thing. So everybody was silent.
I know we got a little cricket silent there. That's okay.
What y'all doing? Working?
Waiting on Jay to give us another call. No, that's all.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, so let's talk about that for a minute, because I have ran into and have been a part of the grind in Atlanta, where everybody has their hustle and everybody has a side hustle, which they really love to do and really, you know, love to put it out there. So tell me, guys, how you guys are basing about with that. Like, how do you manage doing your 9-to-5 or doing your thing, and then transform it into doing what you love to do in terms of your craft?
Yeah, that's real, you know, that's a real right there. I can say that for the last let's see, it was seven years or so. I started off actually in music. I actually produce, write, sing, and for those who know me as the musician artist Renaissance, was doing that for several years, and then transitioned into acting, and I still, do creative, do the creation on the music side. I haven't put out as much music here lately, but I'm going to be doing that more. But through all those years, first things first, you really got to pay the bills. When you talk about starving artists, that's real. And so as a responsible father myself, I can't be a starving artist. I don't have an option. So, making sure to hold it down on the 9 to 5 is real, and it's important. And trying to balance moving into, putting an image, together for fans and for those who, really don't know your 9 to 5, and keeping that part just from the professional side of your acting and your music out there while, not being fake, so to speak. And, it's like, I do go to work. That can be tricky, I found.
Right.
But, the main thing is just being dedicated and being, being true to yourself. And I think people appreciate that, and they love that when you open up to them with it.
Absolutely. Yeah, it is quite interesting, the grind of everything. And you almost feel like two people sometimes. Like, it's like, mm-hmm. One side is this over here, and then the other side, you're completely different, but you're enjoying what you do. So it never feels like work. And like Jay said, you do it for free. You still want to do it if it's free. So, yeah, that's cool. That's definitely cool. Wow. So I'm excited to have you guys on this. Been a good time. I heard somebody say I.
I was going to say, unfortunately, I don't have I can't imagine Black and Single being my side hustle because it takes so much energy to do. Mm-hmm. So that's why this is my only hustle. it's my only I think I could do that being a student, so I'm afforded that opportunity.
Cool.
Right. I've been dying. Let me tell y'all how I'm at work now. You talk about dedicated, honey. No, this is AJ again. I'm a pharmacist by day, and then, when I take off the white coat, I get to be an actress and literally transform. It is rough some days, most days. Your schedule is crazy. You have patients that you do have to tend to. It's a lot of knowledge that you have to retain and try not to kill somebody. In that same breath, I'm sitting at work trying to respond to emails, trying to figure out when I can film, trying to go to class when I can. It's difficult, but it's worth it. It's really worth it. A lot of my patients and my coworkers, they know that I won't be here for long. I've let them all know. I prepared them that this, to me, is a side hustle. And it's really funny when you say, hey, I'm a pharmacist and that's my side hustle, because acting is my number one. So, but it is a stretch. It's difficult, but it's wonderful when you have people like Jay who understands that and really tries his best to work with your schedules. And then you have coworkers who are flexible and open to, covering for you when you need to go to an audition. Or you have friends that are willing to come over when you get off of work at 9 o'clock to go tape an audition for you. It's really a village. It takes a village. And all of that is just reciprocated. You pour into each other, and they pour back into the community, and you pour back into each other. It's great. I love it.
Oh, yeah, good. That's awesome. That's really good. And I think a lot of people, too, as we transition and move through, because I'm an author and a speaker and have a whole lot of things going on myself, the beauty about that is that it never feels like you said, it never feels like work, and it's worth it at the end of the day.
Right.
It's like you do a lot of different things, but it's always worth it. And I think a lot of people want to have the success, but they don't understand the work that goes behind it and the grind that actually takes place behind the scenes of everything that you have to pull together in order to make it happen. So I definitely admire each and every one of you guys for just
you know, following your dreams and really executing on those things and still doing what you have to do on the front end, which is really awesome. So kudos to you guys. Kudos to you guys, no doubt. It's really excellent. So as we close out the hour, what I would like to do is to have everybody give their Facebook information, their Twitter information, find out, let people know where they can watch the show, how they can keep up with you guys. And again, Jay, if we can give the information about the August 23rd event, and I'm going to see if we can make some things happen and have some live coverage on that. So just give everybody your contact info in terms of Facebook and Twitter, and then the information about where everyone can watch the episodes.
All right, you can watch the episodes on YouTube. Just search Black and Single, will come right up, or go to blackandsingletv.com, blackandsingletv.com. The actual event is going to happen on August 23rd at 8 p.m. at 467 Edgewood. It's our Black and Single premiere party and art show. So please make it out. You can catch me at The Real J. Ali at on Twitter and Instagram. That's it.
Cool.
Erin Wells, I am not on Twitter, I know, but you can catch me on Facebook, Erin Wells, Instagram is Erin1920, and that's it.
Cool, thanks, Erin.
Hey, this is Chris Mason. You can find me on Facebook by that name. Also, if you want to check some of my old music, some of my brother's old music back in the day, you can check out Renaissance, R-E-N-A-I-S-S-A-N-Z. If you Google it or go on MySpace, you can find it. And I still have some older music up there, but it's new to you if you haven't heard it yet. Some good stuff. So you can check that out as well. Because, you know, I'm really multi-talented trying up in here. So,
okay.
Hey, this is Latisha.
Oh, sorry.
Simultaneously, go ahead. Latisha, I can be found on Facebook. It's, my handle is Latisha Lynch on Facebook, and it is that way on Twitter. I never use Twitter, but I take a lot of pictures on Instagram. I'm Latisha04, and Latisha is LATESHA.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
AJ Simone. AJ Simone, you can find me Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, it's all the same. AJAI, S as in Sam, IMONE, AJ Simone. You can go to my website, www.ajsimone.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you all so much for joining me this hour on the Free Life. It has been a blast talking to you all, and I definitely look forward to seeing you all on August the 23rd.
Thank you for having us, though. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. No doubt. Yes, no doubt. So thank you all again for joining us. And again, you all, this is Jay Ali and the cast of Black and Single Hit Show on YouTube. And they will be having a live event on August the 23rd. So come out, meet the cast, and just say hello. And join us. It's going to be a good night of artistry. So thank you all again for joining. So what we're going to do is go to a quick commercial break, have a little interlude, and I'll be right back to close out the Free Life with Alexis Leor right after these messages.
Mommy, you're always working on a project.
Well, baby, Mommy's job is to help people conquer their vision.
What do you mean?
My consulting firm is called Visionary Consulting Solutions, and we consult businesses to make whatever branding, marketing, and event vision come to life.
Wow. Can you help me plan my birthday party?
I sure can. Are you ready to conquer your vision? Visit www.conqueryourvision.com or call 904-469-7511. That's 904-469-7511 today.
Find out how to prepare for the man or woman of your dreams and more. Download the free ebook, Relationship Roadmap, the guide to getting the relationship you want at www.relationships360.com today and get the relationship you've always wanted and deserve.
Welcome back to The Free Life with Alexis Lior. Welcome back to The Free Life with Alexis Lior. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Just a few announcements as we close out the show. Again, that was the cast of Black and Single that we just interviewed. Remember, the event that they're having, premiere, art show, live music, screening of the next episode on August the 23rd, 8 o'clock p.m. at 467 Edgewood Avenue, which is located in downtown Atlanta. Be sure to be there. Also, from one of our sponsors, Funky Flair Boutique, we'll be having a part of a trunk show called Girls Love Atlanta, which is the luxurious girls' night out because you deserve it, which will be taking place on Saturday, August the 17th, from 7 p.m. until 11 p.m. So stop by, say hello to Funky Flair Boutique, and if you can't make the event, be sure to stop by Funky Flair Boutique, which is located at 3020 Canton Road, which is located in Marietta, Georgia. Cute, affordable, chic, everything you need to make your night complete at Funky Flair Boutique. Also, be sure to join the birthday club at funky_flair_boutique at yahoo.com. Send in your birthday information so you can get a special gift on the month of your birthday. Once again, remember, myself and Barrett Matthews will be hosting a phenomenal workshop on August the 17th from 9 a.m. until 12 noon at the Smyrna Community Center called Move on Your Mission. If you're ready to find your purpose in life, you're ready to figure out exactly where you belong and what you're called to do and how to actually execute on your dreams, join us on August the 17th. Again, you can register online at moveonyourmission.eventbrite.com. Registration is free, and we will be in the building with copies of our new books ready to sell them to you. So join us on August the 17th. Again, family, thank you so much for listening in to The Free Life this evening. We had a blast on the show with Jay Ali and the cast of Black and Single. And so if you do have an announcement, please be sure to send it to us at info@thefreelife.brz, and we will get you on. Now, I just wanted to let all of you all know that for the month of August, I will be taking off to finish one of my book ventures. I will have guest hosts hosting the show throughout the month of August. They're phenomenal. They're equipped, and they are ready to bring more of the free life to you. So I will see you all in September. So remember, even though Alexis Leor won't be here on the Free Life, we'll definitely have some guest hosts that will be carrying on with the Free Life. Tammy McGarity and also Barrett Matthews will be guest hosts in the show in the coming weeks. So for now, have a phenomenal remainder of your summer. Enjoy your day. And remember, as always, to live new, live free. And I'll see you all in September.